It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico wrapped up a visit on the southwest border that included stops in Yuma, Tijuana, and Juarez. KTEP's Angela Cocherga reports the focus of his trip to Juarez was a new security agreement.
U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar signed an agreement with the mayor of Juarez and five other cities in the Mexican state bordering Texas.
Cruz Perez, la ciudad de Juarez.
The goal, prevent violent crime, build citizen trust in Mexican police forces, and reduce corruption. USAID is providing nearly $20 million to 10 states, including Chihuahua, Mexico's largest state. During the signing ceremony Friday night, the ambassador said the Biden administration is committed to working with Mexico's federal government, but also state governments, on economic, security, and migration issues. I'm Angela Cocherga in Juarez, Mexico.
A new study from the coalition New Mexico Together for Healthcare says that 59% of New Mexicans have skipped needed healthcare appointments due to costs. To learn more, I talked with Nicholas Cordova, an attorney with New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, part of the coalition working to make quality healthcare more affordable. Mr. Cordova, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So your organization is part of a coalition that cites a study that says 2/3 of New Mexicans are having trouble paying for healthcare costs. Can you share with us a little bit more about the study and what it asked residents?
Absolutely. So we know that every New Mexican deserves access to quality, affordable health care. And the problem we know, and that's been recognized and demonstrated by this survey, is that too many New Mexicans continue to struggle with accessing affordable quality health care simply because of costs. This survey was conducted by Alterum, which is a nonprofit national research organization. It was conducted during the summer of 2021 with over 1,000 New Mexico adults. And it showed exactly that 2/3 of New Mexicans experienced healthcare affordability burdens in the past year, and that 59% of New Mexicans skip needed tests, treatments, appointments, prescriptions, or they just had trouble getting care simply because of costs. But the New Mexico Together for Healthcare campaign is seeking is passage of legislation in the upcoming legislative session that would seek to address these exact healthcare cost issues.
It's a 30-day session that's primarily focused on crafting a budget. What are some things that you think that lawmakers can include during this short session on how to address some of these issues?
So we are definitely mindful of both the limited number of days, but also the limited scope of legislation that can be brought up during this 30-day session. And so our coalition is working to make sure that a prescription drug affordability board bill and an easy enrollment bill are included on the governor's call for the 30-day session. But apart from that, we're also working on a memorial that would study hospital charges for uninsured patients, and that itself would not need to make it on the call. But what all these would do is would drive down the costs for prescription drugs. They would help connect people with free or low-cost health insurance for which they qualify. And then it would also kind of set the framework and the foundation for lawmakers in the future to figure out if hospitals are fairly charging uninsured patients, or if the safety net for our uninsured patients doesn't exist in a meaningful way.
Your coalition is also concerned about high health care costs affecting New Mexicans who live in rural areas. What are some things that lawmakers and policymakers can really think about when they're talking about addressing high health care costs for folks who live in rural areas?
So I think first we need to figure out exactly how much our hospitals in our rural communities are charging uninsured patients. And again, that's exactly what this memorial on hospital charges for uninsured patients would do. We know that many of our communities, particularly in southern New Mexico, are served exclusively by for-profit hospitals that nationwide have a tendency to overcharge uninsured patients. Nationwide studies have confirmed exactly that, and we need to figure out if that's happening here in New Mexico and if action needs to be taken in that respect. But apart from studying hospital charges, we also need to simply connect people for free or low-cost health insurance for which they qualify. That would help them actually affordably access health care in their communities, go to primary care, go to a hospital and access emergency services, which now more than ever is what people need. They need easy access to health care. The ultimate goal of all of this is just to reduce administrative burdens and ultimately connect you with health insurance that would, in the end, help you access affordable health care.
Nicholas Cordova is a staff attorney at the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. His organization is working together with a coalition called New Mexico Together for Health Care. The coalition is advocating for affordable health care in New Mexico. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.